all too often honored in the breach, through a continuous struggle against the Hydra-headed 10 arguments against, which, like zombies, tend to rise from the grave as soon as proponents of free speech think they have won for good. Successfully mobilizing popular opinion against the 10 arguments against demands a civic commitment to free speech rights beyond constitutional protections. This wisdom has been recognized by thinkers as diverse as John Stuart Mill, George Orwell, and Albert Einstein, and it could not be more relevant today. The Future of Free Speech's recent survey, conducted in October 2024, of 33 countries around the world, found that overall, people are more inclined to support government censorship of ideas they consider pernicious than in 2021. This includes the United States, which dropped from 3rd to 9th in the ranking, with deeply worrying decreases in support for free speech among younger generations. Two falsehoods contribute to slackening public support for free speech in the West specifically. The first is the widespread belief that there is no actual threat to speech today. The second is the belief that free expression should be subordinated to values considered more important, like social order and national security for conservatives, or racial and economic justice in the eyes of American liberals. In responding to the first falsehood, it is essential to place free speech in the global historical context. Western democracies no longer burn blasphemers at the stake, nor do they torture or execute political dissenters. Crucially, that is only the case because a robust culture of free speech forced the law to accommodate unpalatable expression. As recently as the 1950s in America, suspected communists and civil rights activists were arraigned for sedition or treason. Only through a series of Supreme Court decisions in the 20th century, culminating in the 1950s and 1960s, was the First Amendment's robust protection against content and viewpoint-based restrictions securely entrenched. The recent erosion of our free speech culture empowers the state to push legal boundaries. Witness the current administration's attempt to deport legal permanent residents for expressing ideas with which it disagrees, or the previous administration's attempts to pressure social media platforms to remove speech it disfavored. The culture of free speech has partly been eroded from within its traditional liberal heartland. Consider the argument in Professor Marianne Frank's Fearless Speech, Breaking Free from the First Amendment, which has also been made by many other left-leaning academics as well as journalists, that First Amendment norms have consistently exalted and elevated reckless speech that benefits the powerful at the expense of the vulnerable, and perpetuated and maintained a neo-Confederate ideology of white male supremacy. This claim is entirely at odds with the history of the First Amendment, and oblivious to many of its current beneficiaries. In actuality, free speech is compatible with, indeed essential, for liberal and conservative goals alike. Take the American independence movement, which many conservatives read as the triumph of their values of limited government against an oppressive English crown. Defying British seditious libel laws was instrumental in this endeavor. As James Madison wrote, "To the press alone, checkered as it is with abuses, the United States owes much of the lights which conducted them to the rank of a free and independent nation." Had American presses been allowed to silence colonial dissent, might not the U.S. remain as miserable colonies, groaning under a foreign yoke? Madison asked rhetorically. And of course, there also have been pious traditionalist defenders of free speech rights. One of the 18th century's most impassioned spokesmen for free speech, the Dutchman Elie Luzzak, was a staunch Calvinist. So confident was he in his religious faith, as well as his faith in free speech and debate, that he declared, "We cannot take pride in the power of persuasion of the most important truths as long as we prevent atheism."